Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes.
Since the beginning of the AI revolution, which a lot of people say was kicked off by OpenAI's launch of ChatGPT earlier this year, of course, AI is not, you know, something that was just born earlier this year. This is something that's been going on for a long time. There's a lot of really impressive steps that have been taken in AI, a lot of impressive technology and tools we've all been using for a long time, but may not have known that they had AI in them. But in any case, regardless of your opinion on when the AI revolution began, there has been a very important voice that has been missing from AI ever since, you know, earlier this year, and then a lot of people have been talking about, and that is Apple. And today, their silence breaks, or allegedly, there are some leaks. So today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about the fact that some are saying Apple has started working on its own ChatGPT rival. I'm going to be talking about the implications for this, why I think this makes a lot of sense. Without further ado, let's jump into it. So the first thing I want to say is that over the last few months, I've talked about, you know, what's going to happen when AI jumps into this. A lot of people thought that this was going to happen back when they announced their VR headset and they had their big Apple Day talking about all of their new Apple features and products. There was nothing said about AI, which is a stark contrast to Google, who during Google I/O earlier this year announced pretty much AI would be integrated into every single product. So it was a very stark difference. Tim Cook has famously said that they're going to be very thoughtful about their approach to AI. And so I think it's very interesting, the news that we are hearing. So I think this is a pretty interesting twist of events. And apparently Apple is allegedly gearing up its own AI to give Google and OpenAI a run for their money. And this comes from Bloomberg's Mark Gurryman, who apparently had some insider info on this. And apparently there's been a lot of talk in Apple about an in-house chatbot, and it is codenamed Apple GPT. Now, side note, I don't know if OpenAI is going to try to sue them for that or if that's even going to be a public name or not. I've heard that OpenAI is sending a bunch of cease and desist letters to people for having the words GPT in their business name. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if that became a lawsuit. In any case, the tech giant Apple is yet to really come out with a definitive plan to unleash this into the public. But some are saying that we might be in for a major AI revelation from Apple next year on this. Now, I think Apple seems to be architecting its AI capabilities from the ground up, having reportedly crafted a proprietary framework named Ajax. So the framework's main aim is to build large language models and the brains behind AI systems like OpenAI's ChatGPT or Google Bard. So I think it's interesting to know that Ajax operates on Google Cloud, having been constructed using Google's JAX, so Google's own machine learning framework. But Apple hasn't responded to these speculative reports yet. You know, Apple never wants to respond to any tech leaks or any speculation on tech. They're a very secretive company. But after a brief pause in the development of the chatbot due to anxieties over generative AI's security aspects, I think it has been gradually rolled out to a broader spectrum of Apple insiders. So it's not an open door policy. Access is granted only through special permissions. Apple is very secretive, as we mentioned earlier. But Bloomberg pointed out in an article that the chatbot's outputs are strictly off limits for shaping consumer-facing features. So the tool has found applications within Apple's corridors for product prototyping. It's been it has the ability to condense text into summaries and provide answers based on the data it's been trained on. And I believe, if I'm not incorrect. The Apple is actually one of the companies that told their employees not to put any information into ChatGPT because they were worried about, what was going to essentially data leaks and privacy leaks. Apple's very secretive. And so I think that was one reason they didn't want that to come out. And I think a lot of people took that even before these reports came out as a hint that perhaps they'd be working on their own tool if they were, you know, telling their employees not to use a quote unquote competitor. So I think curiously, there's nothing exceptionally distinctive about their chatbot yet that we've heard from any reports. Essentially, it echoes the functionalities of, you know, Bard or ChatGPT or Bing AI without any unique add-ons that really differentiate it from what's commercially on the table. And I think if that is the case, that, I mean, in my opinion, that's a mistake. You would love to see some innovation. I think even companies like Anthropic that are definitely smaller companies that have raised a lot less than OpenAI, they're coming to the table with chatbots to compete with ChatGPT that have some serious features that are a lot better than ChatGPT, right? Like Anthropic can take a 100-page novel or 200 or 300-page novel as a PDF. You can upload it and ask it questions about that. That's something that ChatGPT can't do. It does a lot of really cool, impressive things based on just size and scale. And I think that if Apple really wants to compete in this space, in my opinion, that's where they should be. Now, it's left to be said, because maybe just the fact that this thing is preloaded onto an Apple device means that Apple users would use it. But I really hope they would look at the alternatives and find ones that are, you know, superior. And if that's the case, that I hope they're not going to get stuck with a worse product just because it's preloaded onto their devices, maybe a default AI chat. In any case, I think it all comes as Apple's been really aggressively scouting for generative AI talent. The company's career page, as a lot of people have noted, is absolutely covered with job listings that call for experts who have a solid grasp on large language models and generative AI. And that is another real kind of tip in the hat, letting people know where they're focusing on. A lot of people look at their job listings to try to, you know, reverse engineer what their next steps, what their next kind of tools and features they're working on. So while Google, Microsoft, and Meta have really been proactive in rolling out generative AI products, Apple has held its cards very close to its chest in the AI arena. And I would say beyond holding their, you know, their cards close to their chest, I think they are just behind on this one. Like, honestly, ChatGPT came out way earlier this year. Google had a bit of time to catch up and release something. They took their time. I think at this point, Apple's not, you know, just like taking their time. I just think they just didn't have anything under development, or if they did, they've really slow rolled it. So I think despite integrating AI capabilities into some of its apps and offerings for a while, they have a couple cool features, right? Like you can make an AI voice clone on Apple on your iPhone. And I mean, I will say, in my opinion, it's kind of terrible. I saw some reviews of people being like, oh, it's not too bad. But like, come on, like a startup like 11 Labs that's like hasn't raised more than $100 million is easily, you know, making way better technology. I think Apple definitely could have stepped up their game there. But in any case, I think that Apple is apparently now looking to really fulfill growing consumer appetite for generative AI tools that can help with tasks from drafting essays to generating images. Apple's also said to be continuously addressing the potential privacy issues that AI brings to the table, and that's probably why they've been slow rolling this whole, this whole market to this point. So Tim Cook, he actually indicated earlier that while AI will undoubtedly find its way into more Apple products, it will be integrated thoughtfully. So I think this is something that is going to be interesting for us to follow. And the final thing I wanted to say about this whole conversation is the fact that I cannot believe we are in 2023 and Siri on the iPhone is still so garbage, in my opinion. This is definitely a product that has the capabilities of being so much better. Even, you know, the Google or like Alexa, I think they, like when ChatGPT came out, I think it really put them to shame. A simple API and you could make any Siri or Alexa way better. The voice on Siri is horribly robotic. Like, how have they not fixed that yet? I've used so many tools for over a year that are able to make really impressive AI generated voices. I think this is something that Apple absolutely needs to fix. I mean, they're even, you know, alleging to do the whole voice clone thing where they can clone your own voice on your iPhone. And it's for disabilities and other, you know, accessibility features. But I think that this is absolutely ridiculous that Siri's this bad. So I think if they actually are building an in-house chatbot, the perfect application is to just annihilate Siri, replace it with this thing. Honestly, if they can't, they should just give up and give a API to ChatGPT, and then definitely fix the voice. Like, make this sound like I'm talking to a person. It's not that hard. I've used lots of software that does this. I cannot fathom why a company as big as Apple has not been able to figure out this simple, the simple use of their tool. And what's interesting is I've actually heard there's a lot of statistics on what people use Siri for, and a majority of them is like, you know, okay, Siri, or, you know, Siri, go do X, Y, and Z on my phone, call this person, open this app. It's like simple stuff. Like, people aren't really asking it questions that are very complex other than like, call this person. It's usually that. So I think it's kind of, I think it's interesting. There's so much more potential for Siri, and I really hope that Apple is able to take that and run with it and do something impressive and amazing and blow us away. I really, really am just praying Apple doesn't come out with just some basic knockoff or copy of ChatGPT with nothing exceptional, nothing new. It's just a chatbot. It doesn't even have all the plugins of GPT-4. If that's the case, I'll be super, super disappointed. So I think Apple has the potential to do something amazing. I'm really hoping they do. At the moment, you know, they have their cards close to their chest. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, we hope they do something awesome. So this is something we'll be following, and I'll keep you updated on in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.